Failure Friday, the unexpected inventory overflow. Welcome to Side Hustle School, your host, Chris Guillebeau. Today we're going to hear from a women's clothing seller who uses predictive analytics to decide what to order for the holiday season. Now, this sounds like a good idea, right? You've got some software or some kind of tool that's going to be like, hey, here's what people are going to be buying. So you need to stock up. Therefore, you can sell these items. You won't be backordered. You'll be the retailer people go to. As I said, it sounds like a good idea, but of course, this is Failure Friday. What is that? Well, it's a weekly segment of short stories all about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure, or all of the things that don't go so well. So what happens when a plan meets reality and those things do not, in fact, coincide? How does a person learn, grow? How do they move on? How do they use that experience as a touch point for future growth? Could be all kinds of things. But the whole reason we do this segment is to show you that not everything is perfect, and that's okay, right? Now, this month is almost like AI month in some ways, which, you know, of course, is not too surprising considering everything that's happening in the world of tech and how that informs side hustling and commerce and so on. But last week, we talked about this guy who made an AI chatbot for his website, and it did not go so well, turned into something unexpected, at least for him. Well, I guess for everybody, but especially for him. So this week, it's also kind of a predictive sort of thing where here's a great tool. It does lots of fancy stuff, but is it actually accurate? Well, sometimes it is, but in this case, it wasn't. So let's hear the story today from Carrie. She's from Connecticut. And as you might guess, her business had a pretty big challenge here. So over to Carrie. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up.
As the owner of an online women's clothing shop, I've always prided myself on staying ahead of fashion trends and leveraging technology to meet my customers' needs. My name is Carrie, and this is the story of how a sophisticated attempt to optimize our inventory for the holiday season using predictive analytics led to a significant setback for my business. Anticipating the holiday rush, I decided to invest in a system that promised to analyze past sales data, trend forecasts, and various other factors to predict what my customers would be looking for. It sounded like a foolproof way to ensure that we'd have just the right amount of the season's trendiest items in stock. Among these were an avant-garde puffer jacket and a line of velvet jumpsuits. Items that, according to the analytics, were set to fly off the shelves. Excited by the prospects, I placed large orders for these products, envisioning a holiday season of record sales. The platform's dashboard glowed with optimistic numbers, and I felt confident that we were well prepared. However, as December rolled into January, it became painfully clear that the demand for these quote-unquote trendy items wasn't as high as predicted. The puffer jackets and velvet jumpsuits, though initially popular among fashion bloggers, didn't resonate with my wider customer base. Instead of the predicted sellout success, I was left staring at a storeroom overflowing with unsold stock. The realization hit hard over a weekend as I reviewed our sales figures. The unsold inventory represented not just a significant financial loss, but also a looming cash flow crisis. Funds that could have been allocated to other aspects of the business, like marketing or expanding our product range, were tied up in stock that I couldn't move. The predictive analytics system, for all its sophisticated algorithms, had failed to account for the unpredictable nature of fashion trends and the real-world preferences of my customer base. It was a tough lesson that in the fast-paced world of fashion retail, data could guide decisions, but it couldn't guarantee outcomes. In the aftermath, I had to make some tough decisions to mitigate the impact. This included discounting the unsold items significantly, which helped recoup some of the costs that ate into our profit margins. I also re-evaluated our inventory management strategy, placing a greater emphasis on flexibility and smaller, more frequent orders that could be adjusted as trends evolved. This experience taught me the importance of balancing technology-driven insights with industry knowledge and customer feedback. It underscored the reality that in business, there are no guarantees, And sometimes what seems like a technological step forward can turn into a costly misstep. Moving forward, I approached predictive analytics with more caution, using it as one of several tools to inform our decisions rather than the sole basis for them. The inventory overflow incident, as it came to be known in our team, remains a cautionary tale of tech reliance and the ever-present need for adaptability in the dynamic world of online retail.
It's so interesting when we have these experiences, you know, we're almost like, I can't believe I trusted that tool or that app, or maybe it was, I trusted Google or Instagram or Meta or something. Like I trusted some company and they changed their formula or their algorithm and now I'm not actually being shown to people, or my whole business is kind of defeated in some ways because of this change. You know, that's frustrating, but the wrong answer is probably to say, okay, well, I'm never going to use technology again, right? Because technology can be helpful. It's just not something we should absolutely depend upon all the time. So I thought this was a really illustrative story. I appreciate Carrie sharing this in so much detail. And of course, I remind her and you, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You can always learn from something. You can always pick yourself up and try harder, do something different. Try harder and try different. I think both those things are important. If you have a question or an update for us, sidehustleschool.com. Lots of resources, free notes and such there for every episode. This has been 2,666. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.